What's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com. You stumbled upon episode 145 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Joining me this week for episode 145 is one James Stratton.
Hello.
Hello, my friend.
How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Also joining us for episode 145 of Just Us Geeks podcast is one, it gets better, Logan Barnes.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
I just got done with my torturous pre-podcast session with these dudes.
Post-podcast session will be worse.
Yeah, it's probably going to be worse. And last but certainly not least, one Matthew Elizabeth Wood.
Welcome back.
It's good to be back. Can't hear myself in the microphone.
Well, put your face
about,
in it.
What about right now?
Yeah, it's getting a little better.
Does this help some? Is that better? No, this, not really.
REM doesn't help anyone.
Sure. We'll fix it in post. It's
no,
fine.
No, I'll fix
Keep
you.
Going.
Can we fix you in post?
Can you?
I don't know.
Am I fixable?
We'll get Morgan Freeman to dub over his part.
Morgan Freeman.
I'm talking into the microphone.
You know.
What am I doing wrong?
I don't know.
I'm usually louder than this.
Well, you're not now.
Okay. My headphones sound kind of muffled anyway.
The people don't need to know these things.
I don't even care.
James, what are we doing with
this? This is what you don't hear normally.
Nobody listens to me. Okay.
I don't know about that, but...
Welcome to the podcast.
We're going to do podcasting
things. Last one of the year.
Good to be here.
Actually, when it comes out...
This is going to be the first one of the year.
Yeah, this is Welcome to 2015,
this is number one.
We're in the future, guys.
You know, the future, right now.
Guys, there's hoverboards, and everybody's got weird clothes.
That's the greatest thing about already being in 2015. We all have our hoverboards. We pre-ordered
them. They were standard issue. Yeah.
We pre-ordered them on the 30th, and they were just... They're here on the 1st. It was
Amazon
incredible.
Drones. They're a thing now. They brought our hoverboards.
Actually, the drones...
So the hoverboards are less than 5 pounds?
No, the drones converted into hoverboards, and now we're slaves to Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
It's a terrible financing process.
That's cool. Whatever.
It sounds a lot like that movie WALL-E.
Yeah.
I think it's probably how it's going
to
turn out.
I look forward to that future.
Cake in a cup, man.
Cake in a cup, and we're just in like auto recliners that just zoom around the ship. I'm great with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That sounds like a terrible existence.
Your mouth.
You shut up, Stickman. No one asks you and your small opinions for anything. We're normal men, and that's Logan.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. So... Since it is the new year and 2014 was so great, you know, when I think about the new year, I think about the things that I might wanted to have done in 2014 or previous year, whatever it was, and didn't get to do. But New Year's resolutions are a thing, and some folks do them. Some folks are pretty religious about doing them, and some aren't. So it's always a question of, do you have one? And if so, what's your resolution? So we'll just buzz through Tweet the Geeks this week. So this week's Tweet the Geeks question of the week was, woo, that future beer is great. What is your New Year's resolution? And, you know, like, this is one of the things that, like, not many people are like, oh, I totally have a geeky resolution because... RJ Seals, our friend RJ Seals, he kind of has a geeky resolution, and that's pretty nifty. But, you know, a lot of folks, it's just the geeky resolutions aren't there. So, anyway, so let's take a look at some of your New Year's resolutions over on the Twitters. Our friend RJ Seals said, get my butt to LexCon, all I need to do in 2015. That's pretty great. Yeah, we're going to be there hanging out and doing all kinds of fun stuff.
Are we?
Yeah, and he also goes on to say, hashtag Tweet the Geeks.
Are we doing that?
Oh, yes. Oh, and save the gym.
Yeah.
So
good resolution.
I guess tonight is when we announce whether the gym has been saved or not.
I don't think it has.
I missed a week. I have no idea what's even going on anymore.
You don't even know anymore?
You told me to come hang out and...
Did I trick you into doing something?
Whatever this is.
I asked you once if you wanted to come do this. You're like, no, I'm way too busy.
No, I'm too busy. I got doing a lot of stuff going on.
And then
on.
Now you're like, oh, what can I put aside to go do this?
Yeah, I'm the first one here. I was the first one here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the first time ever.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it.
It's fun. Our good friend Eric Plunk said, my New Year's resolution is to chip away at my back catalog of games. There's so many good ones I've only had a small taste of. You guys got any games you've been meaning to play and haven't gotten to yet. That Logan, you probably
that seems to be a problem. Like, there's so many good games that you want to play, but there's not enough.
Well, Eric
time.
Is a collector as well, yeah. Which makes it worse, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, my thing with back catalogs of games is I just have to wait till I get really sick for like a week and I'm out of work.
That's actually a really good time to do it.
And I just sit in the bed and play video games. It's the only way I can get caught up with work and everything else going on. I can play like two or three games.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Boom. I don't really
too much time.
I don't keep a backlog of games too much.
I thought you might say that.
Yeah, I mean, I do the reviews, so I knock them out in a week's time normally. And
how many games do you currently keep? Like, do you keep, or do you have like a certain number? Like, I gotta get.
I actually don't keep a lot because I'm on a constant cycle. I like to play the new game.
Me too.
So I think the only games that I like permanently own right now are Freedom Wars on the Vita,
yeah,
Smash Bros, yeah, on the 3DS, and yeah, Destiny on the PS4.
Yeah.
And then of course anything I get on my computer I can't trade back.
Right, that's true.
So yeah,
that's the problem with digital download games.
Yeah, so. But I like. There's a lot of PC games out there that are just a lot of fun to have.
Try to stay up to date with everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to buy on consoles though, just for the trade back with GameStop and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Our friend Corey Hanna said, my resolution is to not make a resolution to do anything that I can't keep up for longer than a week or two. That's a pretty good resolution.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of wins them all. Our friend Shannon Bishop said, my New Year's resolution is to go to the gym more and get in shape, but I'm the only one thinking of this, right? And I kind of feel like that myself. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it more. I'm going to do this.
We're getting so old. We need to start thinking about.
Shut up! I don't want to hear anything from you.
What are you talking about, guys? I'm youthful and four.
Yeah. What do you need to do? Eat a cheeseburger, Matt? Is that fine?
Well, you gotta take care of yourself.
That's right. You do gotta take care of yourself.
We're getting to that age where we start to feel stuff that's not working right, and you gotta.
James is like, wait a minute.
I'm just saying, whoa. Matt, I don't know if you remember this, but I've already dropped 45 pounds this past year.
Congratulations. Oh, hey! That's amazing.
Good job.
Good for you.
Come on.
Good for you.
Come on,
but
man.
You feel that difference, though.
Was that a resolution for you?
No.
Or you decided to do it?
Yeah. It was for hairspray.
Oh, the singing and dancing.
No, it's just to play the Corny Collins character. I was like, you know, nobody's going to want a fat Corny.
Forny Follins.
So I was like, I got to lose weight.
You look great.
Do you hear that awkward silence? They can't see those things on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm aware.
It's
you
fine.
You're all right. You'll do.
I'm just lucky I got married, so I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, you're fine. You don't have to try
it
anymore.
Does tend to happen after that.
I do not try. I don't care.
Your trying days are over.
You've succeeded. The rest of your time
done.
Is yours.
I'm done.
Yeah, now it's you time, baby.
There you go.
It's all about you.
She's stuck with me, and she's got to put up with me, so that's it.
Now it's just if you want to live longer.
tomato, tomato, whatever.
Come on, Matt. Teach us your skinny ways.
Yeah. I've seen how this guy eats.
He eats
half a chalupa, puts it down, half a chalupa, puts it down.
It's
half
really
of a soft shell taco.
Really high metabolism. I'm blessed. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Did he just run around all day?
No.
Just like,
he I don't
used
do to. Anything.
I just
I
pictured this montage cut of Matt running down New York City streets.
In the 80s.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Matt's just booking it.
It's pretty.
Josh's face.
Do you have on Olivia Newton-John's garb from Let's Get Physical? If we could somehow get you, that's the banner. You're gonna be Olivia Newton-John. I still got your face from the Ralphie thing.
I'm down with that.
Totally the banner.
That's fine.
I think we should get him making that face, though.
You're not ever going to do that. It's fun.
Cool.
Your phone is going to be loading next week. Your phone will pull up the thing in 2016.
Hold on. I got to crank the thing here.
Ring.
Get it started.
All right. So, Logan, what's your New Year's resolution? Do you have one?
I don't have one. I don't like making New Year's resolutions.
Why is that?
I don't treat years as a thing. I ignore years.
You just ignore time?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, leap year baby or something?
No, I don't know.
I don't know why I had to go to the Obama for that. Yeah, leap year baby or something? Alien? Classified?
I don't know.
Do you exist outside of time?
No.
All right.
Do you exist outside of time?
That would explain a lot of things.
It would explain a lot. Yeah. Yeah. I think I've got you figured out.
Guys, I'm a time lord.
Great.
I knew it.
You're not a Time Lord.
How do you know?
Nobody even likes that show.
You're wrong.
I said it.
You're wrong about that.
No, that's not true at all.
I got my sonic screwdriver. Bee wee wee wee.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing, and you're gonna anger a lot of people.
There you go.
They're coming for me.
They are. Woo! Here come the Daleks. This is the Capaldi one. It's pretty. So you're a Time Lord, huh?
Yep.
That does explain a lot of things. Have you regenerated from a woman before?
I'm just thinking. Is that going to happen? Is there going to be a female doctor?
Never. I'm just thinking about the hair. If we can't have a black James Bond, we're not going to have
luscious hair.
We're not going to have a woman Doctor Who.
Thank you, James.
Yeah.
Maybe. But I'm glad to know that it is possible
to have a what?
For there to be a female doctor. Like it is.
It could. I mean, it
you
could
know that
happen.
We almost had an American James Bond.
According to the lore, there's a. You know, it's possible.
There are Time Lord. There are women Time Lord. Yeah. Know. What, we almost had a what?
An American James Bond.
When?
Like 70s. It was a
who?
Cubby Broccoli had a meet.
That's the worst name of anybody.
That's
I've
the
ever
guy
heard.
That owns the film franchise. The Broccoli family.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Broccoli. Albert Broccoli.
Yeah, they called him Cubby.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He had a sit down with Adam West.
Oh my God.
And offered Adam West. James Bond, yeah. And Adam West said that he felt that Bond should be, you know, British, not American.
Well played.
Adam West. I think he's just fine as the mayor of Quahog myself. Is it weird to like
I liked him as Batman?
Hey, oh, he was a super good Batman.
Great Batman. Yeah.
James Bond would have had his shark repellent, though.
He would have, and he
always.
If anyone had ever been dehydrated, he could have taken care of that as well.
Yeah,
gotta go with the movie, huh?
Oh man, the movie was great as a kid. I thought that was like the best thing ever, and then I saw the Michael Keaton version was like,
what have they done?
I'm a man now. this week. I read an article this week where Keaton had a nice conversation with Robert Downey Jr. about the Batsuit and how everything's wrong with this new version.
And he's like, I'm Batman.
Yeah, he is. He's not Bruce Wayne, but he's Batman. Yeah, he's the goofiest Bruce Wayne of all time.
He's a good Batman.
Yeah.
He's a terrible Bruce Wayne.
Oh, guys, hold on.
Then he's like, let's get nuts. You want to get nuts?
No.
It was so crazy.
Don't think it do.
It was the weirdest scene in the movie.
Yeah.
I bought it in Japan.
James, you have a New Year's resolution?
No.
No? You're no resolutions, huh?
I never do. I don't do Christmas. I don't do New Year's.
Do you believe in the Easter Bunny? Yes, surprisingly. Isn't that interesting?
St. Patrick's Day?
Do you enjoy anything in life?
Thank you, Ron Swanson.
Do you enjoy
anything?
I like hanging out with you guys and hanging out with my wife.
He likes bacon.
Do you like bacon?
I do enjoy a good piece of bacon.
So if Christmas was all about bacon, if we put up a bacon tree and hung bacon all over it. And
yeah, I think I could go for that.
I'm going to need to start taking some notes real fast.
We're going to change the holidays like next year.
We're going to put the bacon back in Christmas.
Welcome to the Christmas vacation.
Christmas vacation.
That's right. That could go one of two ways.
Yeah, it sure could.
Bakemas.
Grace. The blessing.
What are we even doing anymore? Is this a podcast?
Yes. It's fun. Matt, do you have a New Year's resolution?
I don't have any.
You guys blow.
Well, I mean, just try to be.
We aren't very resolute.
I want to be a better person.
Just try to
be a better man.
Myself.
You could be a better man. A better man.
Just try to be a decent human being and
I'm stuck.
You failed already.
Don't start.
In the mirror. Yeah. It's whatever. It's fine. It's fine. Just remember,
New Year's is stupid, and I hate all of you.
I'll see you later.
It's fine. Who was that? I don't know.
It's our good buddy.
And Satan the Satan. I don't know. We're good with
him to change his way.
I mean, you know what you're doing wrong. You know, fix it.
That was terrible.
That did not sound good.
That was Satan Michael
Jackson.
I
don't know what's going on anymore.
So you just want to try to be a better person. That's sort of a resolution.
Yeah. Just keep, you know.
But you're a pretty good dude already, so it's fine.
I try to be. Yeah.
I don't think he is.
I'm not. James knows me.
I'm really not. I like the idea of having this one goal, right, that you strive to all year long. But there, it's hard to be like, I'm not drinking a Coke this year.
I don't know people that. The worst thing that you do.
It's kind of like the season of Lent. You know, people are like, well, I'm giving up this for Lent.
I mean, I've given up a lot of my vices already. So, I mean, what else is that? I'm going to try to survive another year. How about that?
Yeah, that's a pretty good
one. That's my goal. Yeah. I want to make it to next year.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. So, you know, I mean, me personally, there are a lot of things that I would like to accomplish personally in the next 365 days. I don't know if I'd call it a resolution, but there are some things that I'd like to do. So, you know, I don't know.
It's a good jumping off point to try to make changes in your life. And
I think it,
you know what's wrong with you, and you want to fix it. And New Year's is a good.
It's a good way to start the conversation that you probably you may or may not want to have with other people.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, but you're right. I mean, it's a good time to have a little. The holidays is about reflection.
You can look at it as a fresh start, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Logan, you just Mr. Perfect or something now? Nothing to change about?
Well, no. I mean, it's just like you can resolve at any time to change your life. Why do you have to have a special day to do it?
That's true. That's very true.
This helps the motivation. Oh,
you're so anti-New Year's, anti-Christmas.
I just think it's a little...
Let's all pick on Logan now.
It's not cheesy per se, but I think it doesn't carry as much weight if you're just doing it because the calendar is changing and not because you really want to make a change.
Yeah, I agree.
It kind of gives you incentive to...
Did I just psychology you?
If you want to make the world a better place.
I'm sorry I didn't use that song.
I'm sorry too.
The man in the mirror. Woo!
I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat.
Stop.
Who am I to decide?
I don't think we have the rights. You can't go farther.
No. Why didn't you do this before the podcast?
Leave my. I know.
Get this out of your system now.
Yeah.
He's been singing for the past 30 minutes.
Yeah. That's all he does. Let's leave Mike out.
I didn't realize. I don't listen to a lot of
Yeah, show tunes. All right.
Everybody just tunes me out.
Welcome to 2015. Let us know if there's
Happy
some...
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Let us know if there's some things that you're looking forward to doing in 2015. They don't necessarily have to be a resolution, but, you know, I mean, I could set my resolutions. I would like to drink one fine glass of bourbon every day. That sounds like a heck of a resolution.
It sounds expensive.
Yeah, no, that's why I can't do it.
Make it a small glass.
A shot glass.
Yeah, just do a shot.
Just a sip.
Just do a little sip.
What if you just... No.
Take the edge off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. Take whatever. It's fine. Say it again. Say the take the edge off.
Take the edge off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's good. Just take your edge off.
Take it off.
Gross.
No.
Unfortunately, that would be the worst day of my life if you did that. So,
I'm sure there's been worse things happening.
Let me just ask you, because now I'm looking over there and I'm like putting two and two together. How is that chocolate milk and blueberry flavored beer doing for you?
It's delicious. I feel like the wildest 4-year old.
What a way to start 2015.
Have you stopped the chocolate milk and you've moved to the beer? Or?
Yeah, the chocolate milk was done like an hour ago.
Okay, so you've just moved to the beer because you don't want to mix them both.
Yeah. Chocolate milk before beer, always fear.
You know, they have stupid sayings for that, but none of it's true.
Well,
yeah, the real
you know
real
when you get to when you get to a certain point, it doesn't matter anyway. Yeah, right?
No, the real thing is you can start with.
You don't
one.
Know where you started.
You can start with one and drink as much of it as possible, and if you switch. Stick with what you switch to. Yeah. Don't go back. No, if you go back, that's when you're going to start having a bad time.
If you have like a smorgasbord.
You're going to have a bad time.
It's gonna
beer,
be
bourbon, beer, bourbon. Just shoot
bourbon barrel beer.
Mm.
That's good stuff.
Just experiment and find what's right for you.
Well, that's what we want to do in 2015, but we'll get there after the break.
Absolutely.
We want to talk about 2014 before we go that way. 2014 was a pretty good year. Don't you start over there.
It was a good year.
It was a pretty good year. I'll just say this. the Gov over here, he mentioned before, because I had mentioned last week on the episode that we were going to go back and we're going to take a look at our year-end review for 2013 and look at our forecast for 2014 from episode 93 of the Just Us Geeks podcast, and talk about some of the predictions the founders and I made of what you could expect in 2014. However,
were you right?
Well, only two, the whole group wasn't there. So we didn't really cover all of our bases. And I didn't really feel like listening to episode 94 to see, just in case. I listened to part of 92 and then some of 93 and was like, I've had enough of that. I guess I realized that later on, too, so I don't know. But so one of the things I will say before we get talking about 2014, so I can at least mention it, is that one of the interesting, like, there were two interesting points that I gathered, forecast points from Jared and Brandon in episode 93 of the Justice Geeks podcast, that they forecasted for 2014. Number one, in video gaming, was that the Wii U wouldn't really do anything. That video games weren't going to...
Did it do anything?
Well, I mean...
Smash Bros. Wii U.
It had a... Nintendo was profitable this year.
It's got
Smash Bros. I think they fudged the numbers.
It was all the 3DS is what...
Yeah.
Well, but I mean...
Nintendo afloat.
They didn't go away.
Not the Wii U.
Nintendo's
never going to go away.
Yeah, Nintendo's not going to die.
They've been around for over 100 years. They're here.
Yeah. So,
They'll switch to something else. I mean, if video games isn't for them, they'll go somewhere else.
Brandon did say, I think, something to the effect of that it would probably be a slow year. And it kind of has been a slow year in video
games. Bayonetta 2 and Super Smash Bros. Were about the only things they did that helped them out.
Well, Smash Bros. Is the only first party.
They had the Toad thing a couple of weeks ago.
Captain Toad.
Okay. Captain Toad. That was their other first party. But other than that, they haven't really had...
Well, he was actually talking about video gaming in general. He forecasted there would be some larger hits for console only exclusives, and then, you know, like abroad when I would say that he got that right with Destiny, but
that wasn't a console exclusive though.
No, I mean for like a multi-platform.
Yeah, there was no big console like heavy hitter this year. Really.
No, and really. That, you know, Titanfall was expected to just be thunderous, and it was a flop.
Titan fell.
Yeah. If you make a game that thrives on, or that basically survives on online multiplayer, it's a big risk. You know, it's
Halo.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the few examples, you know.
That's really an exception.
It's either going to be wildly successful or it's going to flop in the first month.
Yeah.
And I think Titanfall didn't make it.
Yeah.
Well, and from what I've heard, now I have not played it, but from what I've heard is that the single player campaign and the online multiplayer campaign is the exact same thing.
They're tied together in that, like, each story mission that you play throws you onto a versus field.
But also the fact that there is no cutscenes, there's nothing to help move the story along. It's just narration from, you know, somebody that you don't care about. And you're just like, let me skip
this.
And
then at that point, the game is surviving on gameplay and just the fun factor. If you want to keep playing this and keep playing this, if there's progression.
I think there's going to be a Titanfall 2, and I think they're going to do some things better.
They should first.
Now, this is the guys that originally left Infinity Ward, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, one thing they should do better is give you the option to be in your Titan more. From all I've heard, is that that's not really a major part of the game.
Yeah, it's really restrictive.
That's kind of stupid, right? And that's just my own opinion. But
from what I've read, that the pilot only mode is the most popular. People don't want to play as Titans. They want to play as people.
Oh, that's dumb. That's crap. It's called Titanfall.
Well, it's because they have all those free running elements to it. Yeah. You can really maneuver
around the
stage.
The Titans are huge and clunky, and
yeah, you can probably get shut down really easy too. So
yeah.
So and the other forecasted area that we talked about Jared talked about a pretty great deal on episode 93 was technology. He predicted that not a major year in tech. I would kind of agree with him, with the exception of, I don't think at that point in time we saw the iPhone 6 Plus coming. I think it was rumored. He forecasted that we would see the Apple Watch, or no, that we would not see, that we would see it But I mean, technically, we did see it, so it was kind of right there. And that technology would stay, you know, like head towards the wearable device genre. He did predict a better year for Microsoft and Windows, but that wasn't really the case. So, you know, in the world of tech, I think we probably came out pretty even. Wearables are where it's going, but, you know, we didn't see the iPhone 6 Plus coming then, so not a lot we can do about it now. I mean, definitely something that we should look at. Interestingly enough, James, that's all for episode 93. I saw this earlier today doing some research for tonight's episode and thought about you. I thought this would be a good fact for you. In 2014, Christopher Nolan's Interstellar was the only film in the top 10 worldwide box office to be wholly original, not a reboot, remake, sequel, or part of a franchise.
I'd believe that.
It's true. I mean, it's actually true. 2014 wasn't a great year for film.
No, it wasn't.
I mean,
our creativity, obviously.
Yeah.
Guys, was 2014 a wasted year?
It kind of is. I mean, in all honesty, it's been one of the lowest, like, box office years. I mean, box office was down. I don't even remember the percentage, but for 95% of the year, it wasn't until last week that our company saw an increase over last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pushing.
And it was only, you know, I ain't going to say it, but it's just, that's it.
A little bit. Yeah. Now, wow.
So, yeah. So what came out last year that was so much better than this year?
Not a whole lot. I mean, yeah. 2012 was actually a better year for movies. 2013, I don't really remember much.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, you had flops like Lone Ranger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There were a lot of flops in the last couple of years.
You had Hunger Games Part 2 last year.
Well, right. And that's what, end of the year, you know, you got Hobbit and Hunger Games. That's what's been boosting up end of the year box office. Marvel keeps the box office afloat.
Oh, yeah.
They put two out a year, summer and winter.
And that's only going to get better.
Yeah, I think, aren't they doing starting to do three a year?
They're going to attempt it. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you've got enough people working, it's not going to affect the quality.
But, I mean, even in music, I mean, what song do you guys really remember from this past year? Turn Down for What?
Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Only because I heard so much.
I don't listen
I don't know what the kids are listening to.
What the kids are listening to these. For me, I think musically, the 2014, I would give my music award for 2014 to Weird Al Yankovic. Because he owned
his 2014. His album this year was amazing.
Yeah, Weird Al
came.
That
was very cool.
Weird Al came out of nowhere. He had a great original idea, got a lot of great content creators, including Chris Hardwick, to help him produce some incredibly great videos.
And he took advantage of social media and
finally
was successful.
Finally had the number one record on the Billboard chart for the first time in his career, which is mind blowing.
He's like, everyone is going to see how brilliant I am.
So really, I think like there's a Geekies Awards that they do at some part of the year. Last year, earlier in the year, they gave that award to LeVar Burton for the previous year. But for me, 2014, I would give my overall geekiest award to Weird Al, because it was great to have Weird Al back in the conversation, in the spotlight. His new album was pretty great.
I mean, this CD was light years ahead of Alpocalypse.
And he had a video
in terms
for
of
every
content.
Song on the
He released videos every day that he, you know, like, had produced with another partner. I'm not sure if he re-signed with his label, but he wasn't expecting to, because, you know, he had said on some late night show that he would, you know, was just really looking forward to being able to produce his own content.
Sorry, Cell 5.
Yes. And that was good.
I think Weird Al wins 2014. In my opinion, Weird Al wins 2014.
It was a new approach to releasing an album, and it went really well.
He did it his own way, and it worked really well, I think. Was there things for you guys that you expected in 2014 that you didn't get? Or you, you know, like Hoverboard?
Not
like
Batman, the new Arkham Knight game, was supposed to come out in October, and it got pushed back to next year.
It's not really a good sign.
Games are going to be delayed.
Yeah, I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't expect October into 2015, you know?
It's not like it's that far. It's like February.
If that happens, still. Then it's probably scrapped.
Well, no, not necessarily. No,
it's just February 2015.
Yeah, it's not a deep cut.
It's not like it's a long ways off.
It was still upsetting to be excited for that game and then... Because it really was...
After Arkham Origins, it's hard to get excited about
it. It's back to rock steady, though.
I know,
it's not WB.
It still put a bad taste in my
mouth. See, I liked Arkham Asylum a lot more than Arkham
City. You didn't like Arkham City?
The open world.
Arkham Asylum was great, but Arkham City was pretty... It just stands alone.
It seems like every game tries to do the open world thing, and it doesn't work in every instance.
Yeah.
You know what they need to bring back for
like,
open world?
I enjoyed the...
Do you remember the NES Back to the Future Parts 2 and 3?
Oh, yeah.
That was open world. They need to like update that game and bring that back.
Well, it is that year.
It is that year.
Do you think we're going to see some Back to the Future stuff in 2015?
I think, unfortunately, like honorary? I think we're going to see a whole lot of Back to the Future stuff. For Christmas, I gave the guy who at some point will be my brother-in-law the Blu-ray trilogy set. It was what the Back to the Future 25th anniversary trilogy set on Blu-ray.
That franchise is the biggest it's ever been in. Since 1985.
It's just not going... It's in 1985. It's not going
to
away.
To me, it is. I mean, it's more popular now. Yeah. You know, and
it's our whole nostalgia culture. That's why our top movie was Interstellar, like that was not a reboot, sequel, or, you know, remake.
And, well, I mean, that trend's just going to continue. I think next year we have like 75%. Rebooted, sequeled, or something.
And I feel like that puts in everybody's mind that all the good stuff's already been done. Like, everything's already been done.
It just makes it harder for people to go out and...
And do a new IP.
Do a new intellectual property. And then you got to get the audience to want to go see it.
But see, doesn't that play to the strengths of, like, Wes Anderson,
Anderson...
Folks like him.
People don't appreciate... What Wes Anderson does. I mean, I love his movies.
I do too. But the people
so much
do,
of a business that a movie like that doesn't make any money and nobody wants to do it.
Now,
it does, but it wins an Oscar.
Grand Budapest Hotel did like amazing money for an independent movie. I mean, like millions of dollars. And it's unheard of.
And it's doing really well in VOD.
Right. And I mean, it's a great movie. I highly suggest anybody who has not seen it to give it a watch.
It could win an Oscar. Could win the Oscar.
It's just not going to happen for somebody like him. No. I mean, he did one commercial kind of movie, which people just rejected anyway because it was stop motion, that Fantastic Mr. Fox movie.
That's a great movie.
That was a good movie. Yeah.
But that was the closest thing to being, you know, something that...
It's not like a AAA title.
Yeah, I mean,
title.
He's never going to break into that Chris Nolan territory or...
No, you're right.
I don't know. What's the dude that did Transformers?
Peter Jackson.
Michael Bay.
No. Peter Jackson, Michael Bay, stuff like that.
What
stuff
if
like
Peter
that?
Jackson did Transformers?
Yeah,
would probably be
there'd be a lot of walking.
I think if anybody did Transformers,
epic battles though,
epic battles and a lot of walking.
Yeah, and Christopher Lee.
Don't get me wrong, I love The Hobbit. Yeah. I mean, it was great.
I haven't seen Five Armies yet.
Wasn't that your jam 2 weeks ago and you haven't watched it yet?
I haven't watched it.
You said you were going to watch it that week. You lied.
I'm so busy.
You future lied to those people.
I did future lie.
That's why we're just going to kill the jam.
I'm sure it's great.
So, James, do you think that...
I do think, yes.
Well, good. I'm glad. That's better than Logan gives you credit for.
I know.
Do you think, though, that the original movies this year were enough to stand out on their own, to hold their water with, like, Captain America, Guardians of the Galaxy, stuff like that?
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't. I mean, all the small independent movies that I saw that were original properties, I enjoyed. But there's just nothing that did amazing business that's going to break out, you know, for the public. So
because they're not safe.
The public mindset is, I want to go see a PG-13 movie where everything blows up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's what, and Hollywood's going to give them what they want.
Yeah. I'm fine with that as long as it's not like the seventh thing in this series. It's like, I don't know, video game side, Assassin's Creed. I'm done with that
series.
Well,
let's go to video games. We did see a new Assassin's Creed this year.
We saw two new Assassin's Creed.
What were some...
If that doesn't tell you
What were
anything.
Some successes in video games in 2014? Any?
Smash Bros. Is probably one of the... And I mean, I may just be remembering it because it's closer to this the end of the year here.
I don't think it is, because you and I have talked about this a couple times. It's really hard to give a game like a 10 out of 10 or 9.5 out of 10 rating unless it's a game that everyone can play. And that's when Logan does a review at JusticeGeeks.com. That's how the scale is. So, you know, when you're playing a game like Smash Brothers, and when he reviews a game like Smash Brothers, you know, that's a game that potentially anybody could play.
Yeah.
And games like that, I think... What was it? GameSpot's game of the year?
Shadow of Mordor. I don't feel like anybody could pick that game up and really enjoy it.
I just don't feel like Lord of the Rings,
Assassin's Creed.
I don't feel like that's game of the year at all.
No.
Like, not even close. Mm-hmm. I know one person who bought that.
Me.
Oh, two then. You and Sam Lee.
Yeah, I got it. And, I mean, it's fine for what it is.
It's Assassin's Creed.
It is Assassin's Creed, but, I mean... It's not something that I would consider a game of the year.
Yeah.
Smash Brothers was way better. I had a lot more fun playing Smash Brothers than I did Shadow to Mordor.
Yeah.
There were a lot of games that came out that were disappointments. Like The Evil Within was a big one.
Huge one.
That it looked to be amazing.
It's Bethesda, right?
It was because what is his name? Shinji Mikami.
Yeah.
He's the guy who did Resident Evil 1, was coming back to direct this, and it was garbage. It wasn't a good game, and it was really disappointing.
Isn't Del Toro involved in that?
No, he's going to be involved with the new Silent Hill.
Okay, never mind.
Him and Hideo Kojima are doing Silent Hill.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm...
With Daryl Dixon as the lead.
There you go.
Wait, what?
Crossbones.
Daryl Dixon is going to be the main character in the new Silent Hill game.
Yeah.
It's not Daryl Dixon. It's the guy who plays
It's going to be...
It's Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
It's going to be...
Oh, one of the Boondock Saints. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, who is Daryl Dixon?
Oh, that's right.
The Walking Dead. Yeah.
Norman Reedus is now Daryl Dixon.
No,
nobody calls him.
Norman Reedus
is one of the McManus brothers.
He's no more.
I read an article that was like, it was on Game Informer. It was one of their opinion articles online that was like, this was the year that the faith in gaming got destroyed. Because there were so many titles that were released with day one bugs, so many titles that came out that were just broken when they hit the shelves.
Assassin's Creed.
Games don't come out finished anymore.
They're selling you three quarters of a game.
Yeah.
And
this year really reinforced that idea.
And just the fact that I'm not getting a complete game anyway because there's day one DLC.
Yeah.
I hate that I'm throwing down $60 for a game and it's not done. And I've got a...
It is done. It's on your disc.
I've got to pay $35 more to unlock it.
Yeah, it's pretty crappy.
But, I mean, it's just this year's really... And, I mean, they're gearing up to do it again next year. They've announced the Halo Collector's Edition and Limited Editions, $100 and $250, respectively, without announcing what's going to be in them. You can go to GameStop, plink down $250 for a copy of Halo 5 Guardians with something limited edition in it.
Usually it's like a statue or a bust.
Yeah, but they haven't told you what. But you can still go do
that. But did you see that since the multiplayer was so broken on the Master Chief Collection, they're going to give you, if you logged in before the 21st,
yeah,
they're going to give you, which one is it? ODST.
Yeah, like for free.
Yeah, a free copy of ODST. Now, it's not going to have the multiplayer maps.
Yeah.
But it will be this campaign mode in the upgraded, you know,
but
HD
I mean,
graphics.
It's one of those things that's too little too late because the Master Chief Collection matchmaking is still kind of broken.
Yeah.
Halo 5, the beta is out now.
Yeah, it came out yesterday. Yeah.
It'll be up for like six more days when this podcast hits.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of idiosyncrasies with that matchmaking. Like it can take you up to 15 minutes to get into a game. Ooh. And there's like special tricks you have to do, like restarting the game to get into a match.
Mm-mm.
And that's a bad sign already.
That's not good.
Then we've had the repeated DDoSs on gaming services. Blizzard got shut down, followed by PlayStation Network and PlayStation Network and Xbox Live and PlayStation Network again.
I picked up,
Destiny servers got knocked down yesterday too.
Destiny, yeah.
2K was down today.
I picked up Dragon Age Inquisition and talk about an unfinished game.
Yeah, it's super broken.
Great game. It plays well. Great game, but in 2 days it crashed on me four times. Like just stopped, restart.
Oh yeah,
you're done. Yeah, and that's unacceptable. Yeah. Really,
for the amount of money that's required to purchase a game.
These developers they meet a deadline and they release a game that's not finished, and then they come out with updates and fixes and patches and stuff to.
I don't want
to
wait on a patch. I want to play my game.
I mean, the games that came out this year.
$60 for a game, it needs to be a finished game that functions properly.
I remember back when we just get a cartridge that didn't upgrade. You just had a complete finished game.
What you see is what you get.
And people say that's entitled, but I'm like, no, that'd be like going to Walmart. And
how is that?
And expecting, like, you know, I buy a 16-ounce steak and it's only 13 ounces, but I got to pay $10 more to get the extra 3 ounces. Like, you should have a finished product for $60. Yeah, that's not entitlement.
It's not entitlement. That's just, you know,
you pay $60 for a game. You want it to function properly.
I can't even think of what I'm trying to say now.
But I mean, publishers have really compressed the development cycle for games.
Right. You've got less than a year for a lot of games.
That's why I'm still happy with Square Enix, because they've taken over 10 years on Final Fantasy 15 now. And a lot of people say, oh, that'll be a downfall. It'll be a terrible game because they took that long. I'm like, no, it's going to guarantee that when you put that game in your system, it will work from the opening cinematic until the ending credits.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel about that. Same thing
with Kingdom Hearts 3. They've been working on that for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm fine that they're taking a while with it.
Of course, then you also have run into the Duke Nukem problem.
Well, Duke Nukem's problem was it got passed around to several different developers during its lifetime. So it got ruined by multiple groups. Square Enix has been working on this game themselves for this time.
The more people you have working on a game, the less.
Well, see, I think a good example of this, and you say about it what you want, is BioShock Infinite. They could have released that game a year before they did. Saw a lot of footage, thought they were going to do it. Then they didn't. They held off, worked on the game some more.
And they still cut modes out of it. Was it because of the multiplayer?
I know. And I don't care about that. It's not why I play a BioShock game. But
that'll delay a game as multiplayer.
Yeah, multiplayer will 9 times out of 10 because they got to get to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if Bungie doesn't get this figured out with Halo.
It's not Bungie.
It's not Bungie. 343.
What is Bungie doing? Destiny?
Destiny,
okay.
And it's got its own bucket of problems.
Bungie is in the Destiny business for the next 10 years, they say.
Yeah, it's got its own bucket of problems, though, that we can't even take the time to get into.
Yeah. It's not that.
Their whole thing was they had a space opera story
that got
ripped from it by EA.
And it's just repetitive now. I mean, it's very...
but it ended up being a great game. I mean,
it's a lot of fun.
The gameplay is amazing. The controls are great. All like your actions, everything is just
they watered down the story element.
Yeah,
yeah,
badly.
So do we want still in 2015 good story and good gameplay? Really?
Absolutely.
I love a good story because I don't like online play.
You have to have motivation to continue playing the game. And
like the first time I ever had online was when me and Matt lived in the house together.
Yeah.
And that was like 10, 15 years into online gaming, and I'd never been able to do it because out where I lived, no internet.
Right.
So I never, when I had the opportunity, I was like, well, I'm not any good and I don't like how I'm being treated on here. I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I did it once or twice and was like, you know what? I'm done with this. I've never done it again, except for Destiny. And I play with a group of friends.
It's co-op.
It depends on what game you play. The community will either suck or it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, even with WoW, I wouldn't play WoW unless our group of friends was online. Cause I was like, I don't want to play.
WoW because the community got so bad.
For me, it was the single player campaigns. It was like, all right, I'll try multiplayer because I enjoyed this so much. And it was really with Halo.
Yeah.
And my first real multiplayer experiences came out of playing in a room with, three other people on one console or system.
Like LAN parties, something like that.
But,
we used to do that over the Dodds house. You remember that?
Yeah, man.
Like they had, we could load up 16 people.
16 people, baby. We used to play the crap out of some Halo on Xbox.
There was
four rooms or five. I don't remember how many rooms we had.
Good. That's some intricate
There's a
planning.
They were
the
first people in the town to have a LAN system in their house.
Yeah. It was awesome, too. Like, four of us would get in this room, four of us get in that room, four of us get in that room, and then four of us would get in that room with the brother they don't really like that much.
Yeah.
But, then I was like, this is how gameplay should be, But then, for me, I'm a sports game guy, and I really like...
How is 2K15?
It's pretty great. I'll get there in a minute. I'm a sports game guy, and... But it is. It's great, and I'll get there in a minute. But But I like that because I can work on my dude for however long I want to. and just sit on my couch.
It's endless.
It is. Well, it could be. And I like building my guy up, kind of like you guys do in Diablo, like Diablo and World of Warcraft, all this stuff, just with a basketball. But now they're making it so that...
I make him dribble better.
He does. My guy's pretty great.
He dribbles so good.
So hard to the rim.
The double dribble.
Now it's like... I was trying to play the game the other day during the DDoS attack, and most of the game features are not functioning. Are not functional if you can't access 2K server. My internet works fine right now. There's not a DDoS attack on PlayStation Network, but 2K servers are down. So I can't play the file that I'm working on. I've got a backup guy that I had to work on for a while. So I've got two guys. One's an offline that doesn't use the virtual currency system. He uses points to level up, which will take me flipping forever. I could probably become a real NBA player before that guy does. And then
you have to pay to win.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But now they've got it so that you don't have to. You can earn virtual currency by competing in online games.
That you don't have access to right now.
Well, I mean, but even when I do, I really don't like that because...
You get blitzed by the people destroyed. Who pay money.
Well,
to,
you do. Yeah. And like it's like with Madden and some of these other games, I don't want to get talked to like a dog by a 15-year-old. And sorry, 15-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm going to do something terrible to your mother.
Sorry, 15-year-olds, but you're horrible to people.
Because
on the
if
internet.
You said that to me in real life, I would punch you squarely in the face, and you would die. But secondly, it's not a great experience. A couple years ago, and I might have talked about this on a previous episode of the podcast, I had gotten a Madden game, and I was just getting trounced by people, and I ran. It was the last iteration of NCAA football for Xbox 360. And I finally ran up onto a guy who was drunk, had a whole bunch of people at his house, you could tell, and just belligerent. So I was just beating the crap out of him. And he was talking and talking and talking, and I would never respond. And I don't even remember what it was. I did something to him at the end, and I was a real punk to him at the end. I was like, nobody wants that experience while they're playing, but I just did it. So I'm not going to play sports games online anymore.
It's, you know? When I do competitive multiplayer, I always mute everyone else
I do
in the
too.
Room.
It's just, it's so
they're
much
just
easier.
AIs to me when I play if I'm not with
but
friends.
But see, now they're integrating both, and it's like Destiny, it's kind of odd.
Well,
you know?
Destiny is an MMO, and a lot of people fail to realize that. It's not a casual shooter.
Bungie. No. Fails to realize it. They keep saying they're adamant. It is not an MMO.
It is. It has the same grinding as an MMO. You have to have a party. It's an MMO.
Yeah, it really is.
That's a good thing about Grand Theft Auto 5 is you can play online with people, but you can do cooperative missions, which cooperative multiplayer is way more fun than competitive multiplayer, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You can do cooperative multiplayer with other people for missions, or you can do deathmatch, or you can do team deathmatch. You can do whatever you want, and it's good.
So, I mean, 2014 was a horrible year in gaming.
I don't say it was horrible.
It wasn't horrible. The games that came out were solid. I think Dark Souls 2 came out earlier this year.
It's 1998, but it was a good year.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't remember. I think our faith in video gaming companies were definitely shaken this year by the cascade of horrendous titles. Not horrendous titles, but just broken games.
So the overall question is, was 2014 a miss year? Was it?
I think we missed in a lot of places.
No, nothing's a missed year because we learn from our mistakes.
We lived it. Here he goes with his
corporations don't learn from their mistakes.
Yes, they
do. No, they do not.
They learn. We know what we did because wrong, and we're going to make it better next year.
They know what they did wrong, and they still made money, and so it's cheaper to keep doing it wrong.
Despite the fact,
let's ask Sony about that.
Despite the fact that they released broken games, millions of people still bought those broken games day one.
They did,
and they think it's okay to go through with that.
Okay. So, Matt, you're giving a thumbs up to 2014, or just kind of a
It was
a thumbs middle.
It was
closed fist.
I'm a meh.
You a meh too, James?
No, I give it a thumbs down.
Yeah. Oh wow, 2014 as a whole.
Just the whole thing: movies, games, music. I don't even know about music, but
turned down for what?
Turn it all down. Yeah,
I had a pretty good year. I feel like I got kind of caught up with all the tech stuff in 2014. So I mean, personally, I had a good year.
I will kind of give the edge to 2014, pretty much just for Apple. I mean, 6 Plus. Great device, better than I expected it to be.
I'm not giving a whole year to one device. I am, because it came out on one day.
Well, it totally helped reshape a lot of things. So, I
like your pocket because you had to get them all sewn bigger.
You know, I have an upgrade up in 2 days. And
good. Let me break your phone.
Going with a.
Let me break your phone. Going with a Galaxy. For 2 days. No, you're not.
Going with a Galaxy.
Don't be stupid.
Oh, yeah. You know you're the reason that we can't have an iChat.
I'm not going to be stupid.
Yeah, you are the reason. Get an iPhone.
I don't think my phone supports that.
Get a new phone.
I'm not going to do it.
Then you'll be better than him, so you got to do
it. Hold on. I'm going to get a better phone right now.
That's him drawing one. So let us know over at justicegeeks.com what you think. Is 2014 hit or miss? Be happy to talk with you about it more on Twitter. There's a lot of things we didn't get to. Look for some of that over on Twitter as well. Yeah, that's actually, that paper phone is actually better than your real phone. Lucy has like a fake phone that I used to use for work in there that's a flip phone that's better than your real phone. So we're going to pause, take a small break where we, for the last time, will remind you about our friends at Stitcher Radio. We'll come back and talk about 2015. Hold on just 1 second. We'll be right back. You can listen to the Just Us Geeks podcast on Stitcher Radio. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Find it free in your app store or at Stitcher.com. When you register, register with the promo code JustUsGeeks. You can also register with Facebook so you can comment about our show right on the app. On demand and on the go, anytime and anywhere, now even without Wi-Fi or a cellular connection, Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you.
You've just got belligerent over there, haven't you?
Yep.
You know what we forgot to mention?
What are you talking about?
We forgot to mention 2014, the year of Chester.
Chester the corn dog.
Chester the corn dog.
Was the best part of 2014.
Actually, I forgot to say, sorry, that you guys were the best part of 2014. We
have a phone.
I'll call you on this later. I think
I think that's the other paper we did at the start of the show.
The GAC. Nickelodeon's GAC.
Yeah. At the beginning of the show, we each drew what we thought a butthole looked like.
This has been a good thing in 2014.
Buttholes?
Yeah.
Usually good in general.
Yeah, buttholes.
Just as Geeks has been a good thing for us in 2014.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely been a good thing
for
Justice
Geeks.
I mean,
James is cool and you guys are all right, so...
Thanks, Matt. I love you too.
Becky's new car is probably the best thing Corn Theater Arts did in 2014.
So. Definitely.
I agree.
That no one came and saw.
Yeah, it's the best thing you'll ever see.
You guys need to go back in time because there's going to be a time traveling DeLorean next year somewhere. This year.
Get on your hoverboard.
Get on your hoverboard and come back in time and watch Becky's new car.
Wouldn't that be weird if like we suddenly have a remembrance that we had to sold out shows
every night?
That like suddenly our memory changes. Like, guys, you remember when we sold out the Coliseum for Becky's new car that one time?
It was amazing.
The Crossroads Arena.
They renamed the town Lee Town after Sam for his victorious success. It's just awesome.
He's now directing with Scorsese.
Yeah.
Is calling him like, what do I need to do?
He's the next Woody Allen.
That's what started all
he's
this.
He's way better than Woody Allen.
Yeah, he's what?
That's what started all this, Becky's new car.
Yeah, it is. So
you can point out cause and effect, man.
Yeah, Matt, I hadn't talked to Josh in 10 years.
Yeah, I know. And then he just walked on stage and one day was like,
hey, what's up, Josh? Hey, James.
The last time I saw Josh before Becky's new car was I played basketball with him.
And he threw up.
And I threw up.
He does that, doesn't he? Because before Becky's new car, I had a foot race with him in which he threw up.
The part of that day that I can remember is some really angry black guy that was just mad for some reason at someone that wasn't me, I guess.
He destroyed everybody at that game, and I just don't know how anybody had any fun. But
I threw up
because I'm so out of shape.
All I remember is you just bent over like.
I was like, I'm going to go over.
That's what he does.
I'm going to go over into the side yard and puke my guts out, and then I'm down for. I got next.
Yeah, it's. I got next.
It was fun. It's fun. We got to do it again this summer.
No,
ready?
We don't.
You ready?
I've got NBA 2K15. You can just bring it.
I'm just going to use the controller.
I've got digital basketball. I don't need you.
I'll make you a dude tonight if you want.
I don't
want
to make a dude. I want to play physical, real world basketball.
Okay, we'll do
it. He wants to get physical.
I want
to
get physical.
Physical.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Next week you can unplug, and we'll see how physical you
we'll
can
do
get.
It. Man, I don't know what you're talking about.
You idiot. We already talked about it before the show.
Next week.
I got it now.
Come on.
You got to give me a second.
Stupid.
I've got cogs.
Well, now the
there.
Audience knows.
Yeah. No, they don't. No. No idea. They'll find out next week for episode 146. So 2014 was a great year. Lots of changes over at JusticeGeeks.com. Great changes. Brand new cast of characters.
We're characters now?
Yeah, technically. I mean, that's. Stop talking like that, Logan. That's not your normal voice. They've made the podcast better than ever. Lots of great new content creators over at the website. It's a great time to plug the fact that if you would like to submit yourself to be a contributor over at JusticeGeeks.com, you can do so. Send us an email with a sample of your work. At getgeeky@justusgeeks.com, and we'll go on from there. Speaking of which, Logan, we got some great stuff coming up in 2015 over at the website. Might not see anything about it until later on in the year.
We do. We are hatching some plans, that's for sure.
Yeah, and this is also a point where I need to go back and say, last year on the episode 93, I said that 2014 is going to be the year of video. For JusticeGeeks.com. So if you're holding me to that, I'm sorry. We did, the Gov and I did a lot of video work that no one ever saw that you will see at some point very soon. That's really awesome.
He's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
we should do some game streaming.
I think we should do that too.
Yeah.
I can do that now. I have good internet.
Yeah, I'm going to get gooder internet in a couple months.
It's very possible.
Couple months.
It's not possible. It's happening. I already registered and paid my money.
Cool. Delicious.
Sweet.
Anyway, so 2014 is good. 2015 is going to be even better. Isn't that right, buddy? Isn't that right? No. It happened again. Happened again, James. Maybe in 2015 he'll get a 5.
He'll never. Oh, direct hit with the paper.
2015,
wand.
The year that everyone gets pegged
baseball.
In the face. He did that, not me. I know he is. Technically, he just got in the face with a buttload of buttholes. That's how we're starting 2015. All right.
Is that the name of the episode?
Do you want me to show you how to throw this properly?
No, we don't. No. We do, however, want to talk about what's coming up in the next 365 days. So what are you guys looking forward to in 2015?
3D printing.
That's already a thing. If you can provide the materials and the blueprint, they will
I think it's becoming more accessible, and there's just an unlimited amount of things you can do with it, and great things are happening. And
late in 2014, one huge step for 3D printing, astronauts in space downloaded instructions to 3D print a wrench that they needed to get them home.
Absolutely.
Instructions were sent by NASA over the Skynets.
TARS got it and printed out.
Good old TARS.
Nope.
Great.
They just said
great things are happening.
They just said, Chester, we need you to take these instructions up to the space station. You got it. And he
corndogged on
that's
up there.
That's when he corndogs straight up.
He can corndog so hard he breaks free of the atmosphere.
So hard. So what are you looking forward to in 2015, Logan?
I think this year is the year that the next-gen consoles are really going to take off. Because we have
Didn't they say that last year?
No, there was nothing in good in the pipeline last year.
Year one is never good.
But we've got like the Order 1886 lined up for PlayStation.
That was the launch title.
We've got Batman. We've got Bloodborne. We've got, what is it? Deep Down is another title that's supposed to be coming out. Halo 5 is going to come out next year, which I hope will be good.
Maybe.
Video games, the new 3DS going to have an American release next year, I'm pretty sure.
With the C-Stick.
Stupid C-Stick. It's pointless.
You're going
to
buy
it. Is there any reason to buy that 3DS other than
it will have exclusive games?
The Amiibo? Is it going to be a next gen?
It's 3DS? Like a 2.5. It's like a 0.5. Yeah. 3DS 0.5.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not their new system.
I'm glad that I just bought a 3DS.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're ready for trading in that 3DS. So ready.
Me too. I've still got a day one 3DS. I'm just waiting.
You do.
I will sell you for cheap monies my Nintendo controller themed 3DS.
No thanks.
Crap it. Was banking.
Why
on
doesn't
that.
He just go up to a new 3DS?
How cheap money are you talking about? We'll talk about it later.
You've got
we'll
one.
We'll get into it later.
This isn't the podcast. This is
the podcast.
Here, have another beer and we'll talk about it later.
Take this. What do you think the biggest titles are going to be in 2015? For each system.
It's so hard to predict that kind of thing. I think the new Uncharted is probably going to be the big PS4 title.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think Tomb Raider may be the Xbox one if Halo can't do it anymore.
Are they working on a God of War?
They are, but all we know is they're working on
that
it.
That became like the quintessential PlayStation franchise.
Do you know why there's been slight holdup on God of War? Mm-hmm. Our friend Joseph Gatt, who does the mocap for Kratos, the God of War, has been doing film.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wait, for God of War, like a movie?
He's Kratos. No.
Oh,
he's
like
video games. He's motion capture.
He was in Star Trek, the last Star Trek. He's been in Game of Thrones. He's been in all kinds of stuff.
Because I knew that they were talking about doing a movie, and then Wrath of the Titans came out.
Yeah.
And that was basically a ripoff of God of War 3.
Yeah.
So they God just kind of canceled the movie.
Yeah. I don't think they're doing one.
God of War at this point essentially needs to be a reboot because they've released like 12 games on one console generation.
I don't want like the HD version collector set either. I want a good one for PS4.
They need creativity. They need new stuff. They need to bring people back to Kratos.
So Uncharted, God of War, that's probably a pretty good guess. What about you're saying Halo might not do it for X-Bone?
I don't know. It might X-Bone. Not. I mean, it's going to sell a lot because it's Halo.
Yeah.
If 343 can get their stuff together and actually release a competent quality game. Because Halo 4 was good. Their online was great, but they were working with the 360 architecture. I think they really need to get in line with the Xbox One.
It's not.
If that doesn't
not
do
a
it,
heck of a lot different.
If that doesn't do it, I really think Tomb Raider, which is going to be Xbox limited, will.
I love the Tomb Raider reboot.
I did too. And great game. I'm really.
Have they said how long it's going to be an exclusive?
Better than Uncharted.
A year.
Yeah. That's what everyone's guessing.
Probably come out on the PlayStation as a definitive edition.
Yeah. Which is what I want anyway.
No, you don't, because the Tomb Raider definitive edition only had multiplayer maps, and the multiplayer was terrible in Tomb Raider. There was no storyline DLC with Tomb Raider.
What?
There was no storyline DLC with Tomb Raider.
Oh.
It was all multiplayer DLC.
Oh, bummer.
Okay, cool. Well, I will want at least Tomb Raider on PS4 at some point.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Nintendo for a minute. Do you think Nintendo is going to start working on a new console in 2015?
Yeah, I mean, there's rumors of it. There's their home console, the Wii U. We won't see another Wii U like thing or talk about it like a home console until like 2016, if there's any mention of it.
Not even a hint at E3.
No,
or something.
It will be new 3DS this year.
All 3DS.
I really think it'll be new 3DS.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then 2016, we may hear about a new handheld. I think it's time.
Yeah.
You know, but if they do the... I think the new 3DS is actually to tide us over for their next console.
That makes sense.
I would love to see Nintendo make or release their properties to other...
It never will.
It'll never happen because of pride.
They are the quintessential Japanese company. Yeah.
What we're going to see...
They created this industry.
They did.
2016, and we're going to get like a cube that's solid black and the controller is a Bop It. And like no you eat ice cream cones and it pleases the machine. It's going to be weird.
Well, so do you think that means Wii U becomes GameCube 2.0?
It becomes a Dreamcast. It's worse than GameCube.
Really?
Yeah.
It's had some decent titles.
Decent,
though.
But not good. I don't think Bayonetta can save the system.
No, but Smash has a good chance. I mean, they're selling the crap out of Smash.
But the 3DS is the superior version.
It is.
I want a 3D version of Mario, like Mario 64.
I want my Mario Galaxy for Wii U. I should have already gotten
Mario Galaxy was... Fantastic.
Yeah, Mario.
I want that. Mario Galaxy. I love that they went back into the 2D platformer, but I really want, like, I want them to alternate to a 2D platformer and then do a 3D version.
I just want them to do 3D versions. They pushed the Wii to its limits.
Yeah, they did.
And it looked like Xbox 360 good. Mario Galaxy did.
Mario Galaxy is a true 3D platformer, which is extremely difficult to do.
That game is
good.
$39.99, I think, still, and for very good reason. Yeah.
No love for Mario Sunshine on the GameCube?
I liked Mario Sunshine.
That's fine. I mean, it's not Mario Galaxy.
Galaxy's
better.
It was a gimmick.
Yeah. Galaxy's better.
I want a new Metroid game.
Not happening.
You want a good Metroid game.
If we got a 2D Metroid game, 2.5D, and not storyline-driven crying Samus Other M... I would buy a Wii U.
I really, really, at the end of 2014, thought 2015 is the year of Mega Man. It's got to be. They're putting
it's
it
not.
In. It's
no.
not. We're not going to see more
what
Mega Man.
What we're going to see, Mega Man's done. The creator has started, like, he's been working on Mighty No. 9.
He was fired from Capcom.
Right. And he started Mighty 9. And I'm a backer on Mighty No. 9. I've got my copy.
Actually,
pretty much,
we all are, if you didn't know that.
Digitally, bought my copy already. So I'm just waiting.
Capcom, I mean, though, their last Mega Man property was Mega Man Star Force on the 3DS, which was a terrible ripoff of Battle Network. And they kept making it more kid-friendly, and they really drove it into the ground.
So is 2015 a better year in gaming than 14?
I think so. I think the consoles are finally going to start picking up steam.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I think we're going to see a lot more good...
Possibly.
Third-party titles.
Developers are still learning how to make games for these.
Yeah.
Speaking of Steam, we are also supposed to see the Steam Box release in 2020.
It's a computer.
I'm aware, but I mean, it's an upgradable console.
No, it is a computer. It is literally just going to be a computer.
Well, that's stupid.
It's their architecture is a computer.
I mean, it's going to be upgradable components.
Yeah, a real computer can do that. Yeah,
but it's going to
be like an Apple product because you're going to have to pay premiums.
It's
huge
premiums. I mean, I'm aware of how they're doing it. I'm just saying it's going to be nice that you can upgrade. Like, oh, I need to upgrade my memory, like my video card on my console, and it's just you buy a new.
You know what I do when my computer's memory or video card goes out? I order a new one and plug and play.
You
baby.
Know what? I'm done talking to him.
Yeah, punch him. He drinks chocolate.
And the controller is terrible. Great. It is touchpads as your sticks.
It's an Xbox controller.
But it sticks are touchpads.
The PS4 touchpad.
Yeah, I mean, it works. It's not really applicable.
It's kind of hit or miss on games. It can work. With
it's a great feature to have the touchscreen on the Vita. But it doesn't transfer to the PS4.
Sometimes, but like the back of the, I don't know. Do you think we're getting a new handheld from Sony in 15?
No. I don't think so. We won't see another handheld for them for a while.
Not until the next gen of consoles.
Because they're not going to beat Nintendo.
Vita's got niche titles, a lot of niche titles.
They're not going to beat Nintendo on handheld.
I think Sony's done with handhelds. James, what about movies in 2015? You think it's a good thing? You think it's better than 14?
Great White Buffalo, it's coming back. Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
So is John Cusack too good to be in that movie?
I don't know if they even asked him, in all honesty.
They don't really need him.
They don't. But
he'd be better with him.
I'm really looking forward to Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
What about Craig Robinson?
He's back.
Okay.
The trailer.
Everybody else is back. It's just the only person not there is John Cusack.
The trailer's epically good.
Oh, God. The trailer's awesome.
And it's like, pretty great.
He's the least funny one in the first
place. He's the least funny person I can think of.
But and he's then, of course, good. I love John Cusack, but I can do Hot Tub Time Machine without him.
You know what we forgot to talk about, guys?
What?
TV in 2014.
It was pretty rad.
TV was really good in 2014.
Game of Thrones season 5.
It kind of is in my mind was what made me kind of give the thumbs up to 2014.
House of Cards season 2.
There was a lot of good TV.
That's
this
not
year.
TV. That was Netflix.
It's television.
It's television.
That counts as television. You shut your mouth.
Thank you, Matt. High five.
Woo! Let's see. All of your big entertainment did well in TV.
This was a great year for TV.
This was a great year for existing television shows, not necessarily new ones. In 2015, I hope we see, because in 2014, we lost the Thursday Night Funniness on NBC. Mm-hmm. What's that called, Gov? What was the Thursday night called? Must See TV. That's right. They put the nail in the coffin for Must See Friends. TV. And I hope that we see like a resurgence of that in 2015. Although the shows that we have are just getting better. I mean, it's straight up goodness. We lost some good stuff in 2014. We lost Newsroom. We lost Boardwalk Empire. I mean, we lost a lot of stuff. That's Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
I mean, we
True
lost
True Blood.
True. Well, that doesn't count.
Started off good.
Sons of Anarchy.
SOA. Yeah, they're making a movie of that, which is stupid.
Are they?
Yeah. But so 2015, I think it's going to be an even better year in television. So I'm looking forward to that.
House of Cards season 3.
I don't know where they're going with House of Cards season 3.
He's
but
the president. I mean,
he's going to declare martial law and himself the dictator for all I care. I said this after I binge watched the entire season the day it came out, or a couple days after it came out, that Frank Underwood is my spirit animal. I would follow him anywhere.
You're talking about House of Cards?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
You need to watch it. Either. Watch all of it.
It's so good. You both would like it. So James, movie's going to be a better year?
Yeah. Disney is going to, I think, rule the box office this year. They've got, I mean, Cinderella, it's, you know, those spinoff movies, they're doing really well. So they've got the Cinderella spinoff, and then they've got a little movie called Age of Ultron.
Just a teeny. You mean that indie film?
And then they're bringing back another dead series at the end of the year, some Star Wars. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I mean,
does Disney own
less than a year till Star Wars?
Does Disney own movies now?
Disney's going to make $2 billion at the box office this year,
right? Yeah. They own ESPN. They own sports.
An independent movie that I'm looking forward to, and you guys really need to look up the trailer, is Zombievers.
I like where this is going.
It is.
I've stopped listening.
Yeah, me too.
It's just he started Googling.
Let's talk amongst ourselves.
It looks like a terrible, just bad movie, and I want to watch it so bad.
I can't wait. What's it called? Zombievers. Great.
It's as bad as you
looking
might think.
Looking forward to it.
But
we're going to get a new Mad Max movie this year.
And that trailer is
the new
epic.
Trailer looks awesome.
That was probably the best trailer in 2014.
Guilty Pleasure coming out is Paul Blart 2. I love the first
Paul
one.
Paul Blart, Mark
Hopp. It's so
Jurassic
funny.
Park?
Yeah, something Jurassic World. I don't
it's
know.
A dinosaur.
I've never seen Paul Blart.
Pitch Perfect 2 is coming out.
There you go.
Pitch Perfect was a very funny
Pitch
movie.
Pitch Perfect.
That's a good.
Two bottle whiskey for the way.
Sorry.
Pitch Perfect is awesome.
I'm looking forward to the new Entourage movie. I know you make fun of me for it, but.
He can't make fun of anyone for
He's going to go
like
get
that.
His spray tan and his suit before
say,
he goes.
The movie. I mean,
so
the movie.
Says the man who you know has a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, he won't really let me hold it either. Is that coming back in 2015?
It's my baby. You stay away.
Disgusting.
The Entourage movie is just going to like finish the show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, the show wrapped up nicely, but it's just going to be like a little PS kind of thing.
Okay.
I mean, they did it with Sex and the City, and I mean, the first movie
they did Sex it twice City, with Sex. And
if
the City.
If you're a fan of Sex and the City. The first movie was good. The second movie was not.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's
I've watched all of Sex and the City.
Having an Entourage movie would be like having a Big Brother
movie.
I've
watched like 85% of Grey's Anatomy, so I feel like...
We're also going to see Ant-Man this summer.
Oh, yeah.
Or are we?
Well, we might not see him.
Is that Nathan Fillion?
He's really... No, it's Paul Rudd.
It's Paul Rudd, dude.
You have to see it in IMAX.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, to actually see him, you have to look at it in IMAX. That's the selling point.
This is where we should insert the...
I'm looking forward to the Straight Outta Compton movie.
Nope.
Yeah.
Haven't heard anything about that.
Really?
I don't know.
Is that the Tupac thing?
It's NWA.
Oh, okay.
And Ice Cube's son is going to play Ice Cube.
Yeah, that's cool. And who's the guy who's playing...
is Ice Cube directing?
No.
No, it's not a big...
It's Gary Gray, the guy that did Friday.
Yeah, so I'm all about that. Yeah,
it looks really... Like, just some of the pictures that I've looked at online of shooting... Looks really good. I'm looking forward to it.
So you think that people...
Actually, there was, like, day one. They're shooting on location in Compton.
Kill shot!
There
Kill
was
shot!
A drive-by.
Yeah. And that was just a test to see if you really wanted to be in the movie or not.
The long-delayed man from UNCLE is coming out, supposedly.
Nah, I don't
coming
know
out
that.
Next year. Or this year, whatever.
I think that we will find at the end of 2015, people went to the box office more than they did in 2014.
Also, another big one, November 6th, is Spectre.
Oh.
What is that?
You think it's going to be...
New 007?
You think it's going to be Daniel Craig's
it is,
last Bond?
No. He's contracted for 6. He's only done 3.
That's what I thought.
My gosh, he's going to be old by the time.
Daniel Craig's going to do 3 more Bond movies?
Well, he's not that old. He's just aging.
Yeah.
No, they aged him poorly for Skyfall.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
He's going to look like 25 in the next
one. I love Daniel Craig.
I'm fine with it.
But when you consider that... Up until then, it was sort of a reboot, and let's not even talk about Quantum of Solace, but at the end of Skyfall, we've gotten Bond back into the Bond that we all know and love. I mean, Roger Moore was old when he was Bond. He was awesome. Connery wasn't a spring chicken. I mean, Bond doesn't necessarily have to be young. We just have, because of the way that they did Casino Royale, and started over intellectually with Daniel Craig. That's what we're thinking. And that's why I think that Rush Limbaugh is a racist piece of crap. that Idris Elba will be a splendid James Bond. I never thought that Charles from The Office would be James Bond, but...
Well, I mean, Idris Elba's already proven that he can play a white character. Heimdall... In Thor?
I'm sorry, but he's the reason... He and Christopher Eccleston were the reason that I went to see Thor 2.
Well,
and
I'm
he
just
is
saying,
Heimdall.
Heimdall.
Heimdall
in the comics is an albino.
Guy. Yeah, yeah.
He's the whitest person in the universe.
Literally.
That is his power.
Pretty much.
So does he still make it into work on time with you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But
you got it.
So far, it's announced as the last movie of the year, and I'm going to look forward to it just because I like all of them. It's the new Mission Impossible.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with Tom Cruise.
What's his name? The other guy that was in...
Not Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Sean Bean. No.
But that's coming.
What is his name? He was in the last one with him, and he's the new born.
Jeremy Renner.
That's his name.
Whose wife filed for divorce from him today?
Oh, let's get into personal crap.
He apparently beats her.
Aww,
with his bow.
No, nobody's gonna go see that movie.
Hawkeye, more like Black Eye.
Yeah, let's not make jokes about that.
Jeremy Renner. Logan, you're terrible, but I think... aren't they merging him with Jason Bourne?
No.
I thought that they had talked about that.
Right now, Paul Greengrass and Matt Damon are doing a storyline. They're breaking a storyline of their own with Jason Bourne, and that pushed the Justin Lin-directed Jeremy Renner Bourne movie back like 3 or 4 years.
I'm fine with that. I don't think they can do it because the Bourne movies are freaking fun. They are great movies.
Not the first one. The first one, not a Paul Greengrass movie either, but
it's a different feel. It's a different feel.
Every time I watch it, I fall asleep. But Supremacy and Ultimatum, I'm there like 100%.
I've never made it through the first Bourne movie.
I'm aware.
And that's why. So people,
I'm glad you know so much
people,
about me.
People are definitely
going
back.
I've let you borrow them. You keep, you're like, I've never made it past like, the first one. Okay, so if I can take I these back, I'm it. Not going to finish this.
Oh,
like,
oh, God, James, I forgot they were yours and I threw them away.
It's like trying to watch yeah. Firefly. I just yeah, can't. Yeah,
same here. I can't get through the first episode of Firefly.
But I did finish Firefly and the movie.
Begrudgingly.
And it was a pretty good show.
Yeah.
I just can't get past show. The first episode.
It was a pretty good show.
So
I'm
like,
not ever going to.
I like how the movies are spaced out next year. Like, you're not going to be totally flooded with, like...
And we're going to yeah, get... That's right. They're, I think Hollywood's starting to figure out that you don't have to just release movies in the summertime and the wintertime.
Yeah.
That, I mean, you've got a whole range of 12 months that people want to go see movies.
Yeah, and Marvel did it well, testing the waters, and releasing Captain America early yeah, this year.
April. It came yeah. out to early April.
I was like,
games have started.
I was like,
that.
Movie of the year. No way Guardians of the Galaxy can top this.
And then it destroys it.
Yeah. Well, I won't say destroyed. It was in a different
What's
vein.
What's the number one movie in America right now? Yeah. Like, for the year.
Yeah, that's fine. So
games have started doing that. Most developers and publishers release games. Yeah. Around the holidays, but they've started releasing them, you know, the
there's just
of the
way
year.
Too much competition at those
beginning
times,
of the year so. Yeah. you don't want to release a game,
you don't want to go up against Call of Duty
alongside no. of Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed.
All right, you know, we could talk 2015 to death, but we're not going to do it. So 2015 sounds like it's going to be a better year. Let us know your thoughts over at Twitter at Justice Geeks. We'll go from there because we got to get into one of the specialist parts of perhaps the finalist.
Specialist.
Perhaps the final one. You got a game of the week?
I think we can scrap it for time.
Okay, write an article about it, man. I don't know. Just
write some stuff. Whatever.
You got other stuff
care.
To do.
I got words in my brain I can put on paper.
Game of the week. Go play it.
You got a game of the week, Logan? Did you say you got a game of the week?
I do, if we can.
Okay, that's enough.
All right.
All right.
It's called Tetris. You should know.
Logan. It's called Tetris. I should know.
I've never heard of Tetris. I should know.
No. Well, Logan.
Sounds like a dumb game.
Logan's a dumb game. You're not a dumb game.
Your mom's a dumb game.
You're not a dumb
game. She baked you a cake today.
She really did.
Literally.
I was talking to Josh.
My mom listens to this. She told me that today. I almost peed.
Did you cry and pee?
He cried and peed.
Almost did in Mitoro. James, what's your jam of the week this week?
I guess I'm going to actually take another one of Matt's old jams because he got me back hooked on Diablo 3 on the PlayStation 4. Having a lot of fun running through it.
It's good.
So that's my jam.
Yeah.
Last jam.
Last one.
Matt, let's make some toast.
Matt, what's your jam of the week?
My jam of the week is the PlayStation 4 that Santa Claus brought me for Christmas.
Santa.
He brought me one, too. He's from awesome. Dirt Cheap.
Yeah. Loving it. Do you like yours?
Thanks, Santa. I'm enjoying my Destiny bundle.
And I got a pony.
And yours is white.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You can go see it in a minute.
Cool.
It's got the James Bond PS4.
Can you show it to me?
Yeah, it's the Rush Limbaugh edition. It's fine. Logan, what's your jam this week?
I got two little jams.
Okay.
First one is
you better
this,
get them out of the way.
This project.
We've got a fun new project coming. Do you want to say anything about it?
I don't want to say anything about it. I don't want to get people too hyped up.
Well, kind of give us a small tease.
Like, I got a jam, but you don't get to know what it is.
Yeah.
But it's going to be another audio thing for Just Us Geeks. It's going to be a piece of fiction. So,
okay.
Audio drama fiction.
Okay. What kind of time frame? What, like, later on in the year we're looking for this, right?
Yeah, look later in the year for this.
Coming this summer.
Maybe the summer, maybe a little later, maybe fall.
Coming this fall.
Thanks, James.
On must-see TV.
Coming in 2015.
Coming sometime soon.
And then my second one is I've ordered a plastic robot model kit from Japan.
Which you will build on January 1!
Yay! Actually, it's coming in on December 31st, so I don't know.
It's already here.
Yeah.
It's already here.
It's already built, so yeah. We know
Yay,
you built it.
Congratulations.
Look for it on Twitter.
Woo!
No.
Nope.
Look on Twitter.
What's your jam of the week, Josh?
All right, well, that was a great segment. Good night, everybody. Oh,
oh no.
I think we lost it.
God, I love this song.
It's in the end.
I don't care what it is. I just love this song.
It's a good song. So, we'll say this. Logan. Just a small town girl. is a small town girl.
I am.
That campaigned really hard for this segment for the Justice Geeks podcast. It's a segment that we created a little over a year ago to kind of break the monotony up at the end of the show. It's been a good one. It's been a good segment. So you have you've used the hashtag Save the Jam on Twitter. You've
tremendously.
You actually have. You've voiced your comments. Some of you even threatened to kill my corn dog, and I'll kill you. We've had a lot of good times with That's My Jam. Had a lot of good jams over the run of That's My Jam. So I'm here to tell you that my jam of this week is that Logan saved the jam.
Yay!
Yay! Woo! Thank you.
My jam of the week is That's My Jam. It is apparently better than anything else we
People
do.
Like it.
It's the best thing we do.
People like so. It.
They fast forward through all of our talk and just get to the jam.
It's like, just skip all this crap and go to the jam of the week.
It's the Running Man music. Yeah.
The jam is important to the show because it lets people know that we're human still. It gives them something to relate to.
It humanizes us.
They're not gods.
Yeah. They can see Speak the things yourself. We do. We individualize ourselves during That's My Jam.
That's very
we
true.
Not really. For the past 2 weeks, I've stolen Matt's jams.
You're a jam thing.
Because they're good jams is why you stole
So we've said Logan has saved the jam, but we need your thoughts for a new segment for the Justice Geeks podcast.
Kill the app.
Maybe some of you want to kill the app.
Can
some of you
please
don't.
Just get rid of app of the week.
I don't know.
You might be having a new phone in a couple days. So.
I still won't care about app of the week if I get a new phone.
Anyway, so we saved the jam.
I really want to take a picture of a fireman just cradling a jar of jam now.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
I know firemen.
I would take a selfie of both of us if my phone wasn't dead.
And he would take a selfie of you if his phone wasn't
I don't have a forward-facing camera. We got to take one of those difficult selfies. Did we get it?
What are you doing? Turn it around.
I can't do it.
Turn it around.
What are you doing? It's fine,
the sewer people took my skateboard.
It's fine, Trent. James, what's your app of the week?
Well, I didn't find an app of the week until like 5 minutes before we started, so it is Deer Hunter 2014.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
To go along with my Duck Dynasty stuff.
Continue talking.
You can shoot deer and duck and all sorts of weird, you know, stuff.
Is it like a 3D environment that you can move around in and pick your weapons?
Well, you don't move around. You just kind of aim the gun and shoot at things.
You just look at a certain spot.
Yeah, and you only get to hunt like 4 or 5 times in, you know, like an hour. You got to let your time build back
and
up.
You
get
to pay
$5 and play again instantly.
There you go.
You got to take your and wrist and your stand.
You
got to
get your spit going.
Yep.
Gross.
And that's what's wrong with cell phone games.
Yep. Right.
I don't like cell phone gaming.
And America and just people in general.
So, like I said, it was a last minute thing just to go along with my Duck Dynasty crap from earlier this year.
Duck Dynasty.
So has Duck Dynasty been your 2014 winner?
That's my big winner.
Okay. Matt, what's your app of the week?
Took
you don't
Duck
have
Dynasty
one. Your phone's
I do. Too. I do have one.
Oh, okay.
I do have one. It's my capture gallery on my PlayStation 4. I think this is all new to me, so I'm really excited about it. I think it's great that it records everything that you do, everything game wise that you play, so you can go back and capture video or screenshots or anything. Because I used to
or Chester
or anything that you do on your PlayStation. Because when I was younger, I would VHS record myself playing like Final Fantasy VII and stuff like that.
My God, that's brilliant!
Yeah, it was awesome. So
ask him how he beat the part that he got stuck on.
So I get, we'll get into that another time. That's an entire story I'll have to tell you. But
awesome.
But yeah, the PS4 capture gallery is my app of the week. It's really cool.
Awesome.
I love it. I love it. It's awesome.
Logan, what about you, sir?
I'm sorry. I'm too much in tears over saving the jam.
He is verklempt.
He's got the vapors.
I guess we'll keep doing it.
I really don't have an app this week. I've been too busy with stuff.
Did your phone come on this week?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. The waterfall charged it. Uh-huh. I hooked it up to a potato long enough.
Did you? Powered by the sun.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I'm going to say that my app of the week is, we'll just say it's my app of the year. Just because it's been...
Duck Dynasty.
No.
So can I delete this duck hunting game off of here now?
Yeah, get that thing off there. Right. It's fine. I won't say it's my app of the year because that would be stupid. I'll give you my app of the week. I re-downloaded Jetpack Joyride. That would definitely not be my app of the year. I just love Jetpack Joyride. It's a fun game.
You know what my app of the year would be?
What?
Flappy Bird.
Stupid.
Flappy Bird got someone killed.
I was freakishly good.
Guy stabbed his brother for beating his odd score.
You gotta bring it down. I was pretty good at Flappy Bird.
Logan and I figured out how Chester saved Christmas. By the way, the
how sad story.
It's actually an alternate timeline. Matt, you weren't here last week when we talked about
good to be back. By the way,
oh yeah, thanks.
I really
One of the founders of the podcast, Jared, had a $100 bill stolen from him, and basically. The alternate timeline occurred when Chester saved that $100 bill from being stolen.
Hmm.
A magical $100 bill.
Well, good for Jared.
Good for Chester.
That's great.
Chester's saving that money. He like punch Jared's parents?
I don't know. I just think he hid the $100.
He smuggled it out of the country.
Yeah, I'm not sure what kind of voice the $100 bill would have either, but we'll get there. Not that one.
Jared, so thank you for talking to me in that drawer every day.
No, it's not.
All right.
It's not that one. You got a little corny over there for us, James. You worked on Corny the Corn Dog.
He doesn't have a personality yet. He can't. Hey, y'all.
How about the voice that you wanted me to use for Becky's new car?
Okay, that's good. That's Wingo. There we go. That's the one. That's a real thing next Tuesday.
We'll just go around over here and I'll talk to Chester.
My name's Steve the Corn Dog.
He murders dogs.
Maybe that's
I murdered your dog, and I murdered my wife.
I kicked that little pronto pup right off the mountain.
You did murder your wife.
Yeah. What? No. I did not. My wife is very much still alive.
Steve's wife, on the other hand.
The character that I played in Becky's new car, I feel that he murdered his wife.
And you'll see.
Reason to believe.
You'll see that when you go time travel back.
Yeah, time travel back. Go watch me in Becky's new car.
You got it.
Watch all of us in Becky's new car, but watch me murder a dog, and I murder a woman.
Mostly James.
A horrible person.
And some dark thoughts.
Probably. It's fine.
But no, my wife, James's wife, is very much happy and alive.
I should have clarified. I'm sorry.
There she goes.
Yep. Corn dog on out of here.
Well, thanks.
I know a good divorce lawyer. Okay.
You don't need that in 2015, but you do need us. Thanks for hanging out with us in 2014. And seriously, from as sincere as I can be, thanks for sticking with JustUsGeeks.com through 2014. It's been a very interesting year, but I think we've come out on the better side of it. Yeah, it's... No, maybe not. But
I don't think we have.
It's I don't know. I'm still talking myself into it. And you drank it anyway. But make sure you keep checking out JustUsGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. You can find it all over at JustUsGeeks.com. Like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Follow us on Twitter at JustUsGeeks. Some seriously good content is coming in 2015, and we can't wait to share it with you. New website, going to LexCon, doing a lot of fun stuff that's just going to blow your geeky little minds. So,
we love you.
Yeah, we do.
See you next year.
No, it is next year.
Is it next year?
See you this year, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah. I'll see you this year.
See you next week when...
Goodbye, 2014. Good riddance.
Next week we're going to... Should we tell them we're doing next week?
Maybe I think we should. Tell, just
maybe
a primer.
You should tell me what we're doing next week.
We're doing a Matrix themed episode.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the movies, the video games. We're going to enter the Matrix.
I can do that.
I know.
It's a shame they didn't make any sequels to that movie.
How many times are you going to say that next week?
It's the greatest.
We'll talk about
the best.
What is this Matrix Reloaded of what you
said? Two is okay. kind
of. Well, no. I'll get into that next week. I'll dissect the movies.
Matt, don't ruin our high that we're riding out on for 2014.
You're the one.
It's like
you're
a chair.
One that said we were talking about the Matrix. Are we riding out?
We're corn dogging on out of here. That's right.
We'll maybe do that. All right.
Bye, Chester.
Hey, Matthew McConaughey was a space engineer in 2014.
I thought I'd never see the day.
Anything can happen.
In the only original movie in the top 10 worldwide.
Tars the Robot. He did that.
I've been waiting here 47 years for you to come back to tell me that that girl died a minute ago.
And then Matt Damon ruined everything.
Spoiler alert.
So Matt Damon ruined 2014.
He did.
It's his fault.
He nearly killed space engineer Matthew McConaughey.
Matt Damon.
Well, he pretty much did kill him.
Yeah.
Because he's stuck there behind the bookcase.
I've always thought he had a pretty cool name.
Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
Matt.
Oh, it's because it's your name, too.
Okay.
You're good
night, everybody.
Too early.
Yeah, we gotta wait till Josh says it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just hold off for a second.
He's just gonna let this thing ride out.
Cool let this music be you.
I want to go back to the Journey song.
Can we go back to the Journey?
Nah, I switched it out for this.
Oh, okay.
We should have done the Michael Jackson song.
Bummer.
I didn't have it.
That sucks.
You suck.
I haven't heard myself this entire episode, so I don't know what.
Because you're not talking into your mic. You're talking into the side of it.
I'm on top of my microphone.
Now you
right
are.
Now.
Everybody's going to complain that, what? Matt, you can't hear him.
Everybody's going to complain. Matt started yelling at me at the beginning of 2015. I can't deal with it.
Well, I'm going to cry now.
Grow up.
No.
Be an adult. This
no.
2015.
No. Can't make me.
I'll make you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
everybody.
Happy 2015.